everything wrong. For Gavru, the Nestavcha Sadeyu, it's only because that the Ran says, Kedushas Kunasoi Gormaloi. It's only because of your Kedusha of the Kuna that was going to be also to you. But me, myself, I didn't do anything. So that's the Sufik in the case where Nashus Kain was Nensa, that she's also to her husband, the husband has to give her a get, does she receive a Ksuba or not? This Mishnah will see. I will stop here. You're holding the last daf tzadik aleph. The last shaila was again, if the shaila was by neshes koyin shenensa, does she get a ksubra or not? That was the shaila of the wife of the koyin, that she was nensa. So locher is that she's also labaila, and she has to receive a get. The shaila, does the husband have to give her a ksubra or not? That was the shaila. Samar says like this, the shaila was, kibun dionis lagabi koyin kirotzen lagabi yisrael domi yein lo ksubra. Just like by Yisrael, if the wife is a zayin, is a seita, that she does the berotzen, that she doesn't receive a ksuba, so by a koyin also, Rashi's koyin, she's also labayla. Oiduma maybe no, motzi yomer layanohu chazina. The Rashi's koyin could say, she was only nensa, she's really muta labayla. But the gavruhu dinastach posadayu, it's because of the husband that he has kedushas kuna, that's what makes her also to a husband. At the Rant says, Kedushas kunosoi gormoloi, kinmaforos promasnitsin. In other words, really, she was nensa. A man was manasa, forced her to live with her. She didn't do anything wrong. If she would have been married to a Yisrael, she would be mutter to the husband. Why is she also now to a husband? Because the husband is a kayin. So she could say, it's your fault. It's like your mazel that caused it. Therefore, she deserves a ksuba. For Amin Allah, the answered back, masnitsin, I'll bring you proof from our Mishnah that Avada, she receives a ksuba. Our Mishnah says, "Hoy meres tamei ani lachor." If a wife tells the husband she's tameya, that means she had znus, she lived with another man, and therefore she's also to a husband. So lachor is, the Mishnah says, "Yesh lo ksuba." She gets a get, and she also receives a ksuba. Now, but my askinin, what is our Mishnah talking about? Eli meveshes Yisrael by regulations Yisrael. So it depends. No, she's married to a Yisrael. If she lived with another man willingly, she's a soita. Does she receive a ksuba then? If a person's wife lives with another man willingly, so she's an avera. She deserves to get misa for that. And the husband doesn't have to give her a ksuba. So how could our Mishnah say, yesh lo ksuba? If the Mishnah is talking about that a man lived with her, forced her, a man was manasa, so she didn't do anything wrong. For the Gemara, Mikor, Mrs. Agavra, is she also to a husband? She's not also to a husband. If she's married to a Yisrael, so if a man is manas and Ashes Yisrael, she's still mutter to a husband. So what does our Mishnah say if she says, Tamei ani lecho, she deserves a get, and she gets a ksuba? What's the case talking about? V'yelo, the case has to be, V'yelo, V'Ashes Koyin we're talking about. We're talking about an Ashes Koyin. That's what the Mishnah's talking about, an Ashes Koyin. So it's like this. If she's an Ashes Kayin, see if she was Mizana with another man, Barotzon, willingly, for at the Gemara, Yeshlak Suba, does she deserve a Ksuba? Migorum Ashes Yisrael. Barotzon, is she worse than a regular Ashes Yisrael Barotzon? That the law rules, if she does the Barotzon, she doesn't get a Ksuba. She's Chayiv Misa for it. What's the difference if she's Ashes Yisrael or Ashes Kayin? If she lives with another man, Barotzon, willingly, so she's a nice wolf, she doesn't get no Ksuba. El alav, el amai, the Mishnah has to be talking about b'yainis. The Mishnah has to be talking about happen b'yainis. Uketani, it says, na Mishnah, yesh lo ksuba. That she gets a ksuba. So what's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah is talking about v'echrech, she's an eshes kohen. It says, na Mishnah, that she says, temei ani l'cho, that she deserves to get a ksuba. So the case has to be talking about that she did it b'yainis. If she did it b'yonis, that's the proof in our Mishnah, that even though she's also labayla, even though because the husband is a kohen, that's the halacha of a kohen's wife, lives with another man, even b'yonis, she's also to him, but our korponim ksuba she gets, she has the right to say, ninestach v'sadeyu, but me, myself, I didn't do anything wrong, I was forced. I am also to you, that's your halacha, since you have kedushas kuna, as a kohen, I can't live with you. But that's like your mazel, therefore she deserves a ksuba. Such the locha, to the vada, she does get a ksuba. E. Boilu, I have a question like this. Omro la baila girashtani. If a lady, a wife, goes to a husband and says, girashtani, you gave me a get. Mahu. Do we believe her or not? Is she allowed to not get married to somebody else or not? Do we believe her when she says that Girashtani? So Amar of Hamnuna, Ramnuna says, Toshima, this is the famous Rav Hamnuna Shita, that he learns that she's Nemon, she's believed. It says, Namishnah, Hoy Meres Temeyani Lecho. If the wife says that she's Tameh, she's also to her husband, so the locker is that she's believed. Now, the Afilu Le Mishnah Reina, even according to the second, the Mishnah Reina, the second part of the Mishnah, that says, Chazru Leima, they retracted and they did not believe her anymore, Tiktani Leima Hemna, that next door said, we don't believe the wife, if she says Tameyani, because we're afraid what she's doing is she gave an eye on a different man and she wants to get rid of her first husband. Abahosam who de mishakra, over there we say she's gonna lie, de yoda de baila la yodaba. In our Mishnah, the reason why we don't believe the wife is because we know that she thinks the husband does not know what happened. The husband does not know if she really lived with another man or not. Like in our Mishnah, she's saying Tamei ani lecha. So Tamei ani lecha means that she lived with another man, and therefore she's also to her husband. Now her husband does not know about this. The husband didn't find out about this. So that's why we're afraid she's going to lie. In other words, maybe really she did not live with another man. Just she's going to lie to say she lived with another man because she wants to get rid of her first husband to get married to a new husband. But that's only if the first husband does not know about it, then we say she'll lie. Hosamu de mishakrei de yoda, because she knows the baila la yoda bo, that her husband does not know the truth if she really lived with another man or not. Avogabi Girashtani, but when a wife says the word Girashtani to her own husband, to your dabo, that she knows for sure that the husband either knows or doesn't know. Like she knows for sure she's going to say she got a get, and the husband really did not give her a get. Like she knows that the husband is going to know that she's a liar. So therefore we say Mehemna. Therefore we know the wife would not lie, and we could trust the wife when she says that she really did receive a get. Because this is Rav Amnun is Svara, that there's a chazaka, the chazaka, an isha mi'iza panebef nebaila. An isha will not have the chutzpah like ha'oza to say this in front of her own husband. She won't go and lie outright in front of the husband when the husband knows clearly that she's lying. Like if the truth is that the husband did not give her a get yet, she would not have the chutzpah to say in front of her husband, Yishino, you gave me a get. So therefore, if she tells Bezdin now that Yishino, my husband gave me a get, and she says it in front of the husband, Bezdin has the right to believe her. We said that there's a chazakah, she's not lying, she wouldn't have this chutzpah to lie in front of her husband, so the truth is that she really did receive a get. Even if the husband denies it, we don't care, we say we believe her, and therefore she's never to get married to another husband. But that's what Ramnun is chazakah, the chazakah ain't isha me'iza penebech nebaimah. Oh, Malay Rava, Rava said back to Rav Hamnuna, no, Rava argues. And he said back, Adarabba, just the opposite, I'll bring you proof. That Afilu le Mishnah Rishonah, even according to the first part of the Mishnah, that at the beginning they said, when a wife says, Temei ani lecha, when a wife goes to a husband and says, Yishno, I live with another man, I must it to you, that we believed her, Tiktoni mehemna, that we believe the wife, Hosa mishum de lo yavide lebzuyanasha. You know why we believe her? Because it's not a nice thing to do. What is the wife saying? The wife is saying that another man lived with her. It's not a nice thing. It's a big bizoyin for a wife to say it. So therefore, if the wife, if it's not true, she would never say it. So that's why the first Mishnah believes the wife. If the wife tells her husband, like we say, we're talking about an Eishes Kohen, that she tells her husband, you should know another man was manas me, forced me and lived with me. So she's telling her husband that she's also to him. So you know why we believe her? Because otherwise she wouldn't lie. Because it's a bzuya nasha. She's giving a bzuyan. She's making herself not nice. So that's something people will not lie about. Aval hocha, but over here, for a wife to say that she received a get from a husband, aval hocha de zimna de tokif lo min gavra. Sometimes, like, she gets very strong against the husband. She gets angry at him, like Loran says, the tokif lo, tokif is also strong. The talk of love me gather about her husband. Shayide kasa, because she gets angry at him, tis chazak min bal, she become very strong against the husband. Lahoyis ponim boy velay malay girashtani, that sometimes she would have the chutzpah to say this lie, to say in front of the husband, Yishno girashtani. Because she's not making herself mevuza, she's not saying that she did anything wrong. So therefore, Rava says it could be that we don't believe the wife. If a wife alone tells her that she received a get, and the husband denies it and says, no, I never gave you a get, it could be we don't believe her. Because there's no svari here to say that she's not lying. Maybe she's lying. Sometimes she can get angry at her husband, and she gets so angry she'll also say this lie that she received a get. But by saying she received a get, she's not putting herself in like in a bezoyin. Nothing bad happened to her. Mashenken in the Mishnah, where she says that a man lived with her, that's the svar and Isha would not lie to say a man lived with her if it didn't really happen. Because there she's being mavazer herself, she's making herself in a bad situation, it's not nice to say such a thing like that. So therefore in the Mishnah we believe her, but it could be over here, we don't believe her. Mar says, Mosir Rav Mishashia. Rav Mishashia is the Kasha. Says in the Mishnah, Hashamayim ben ila ben cho, to Mishnah Rishonah. It says that an Isha complains, tells Desdin, you should know, that I have a complaint against my husband that only in the Shemayim knows about it. Hashemayim ben ila ben cho. And we said the pshat is that she tainis, that a husband cannot have children, his zera does not come out, is not yura kechetz. So she complains that she wants to have another husband because he can't have children. It's his zera that doesn't go the right way, that's why I'm not pregnant. So that's her complaint. In the Ran said in the Mishnah, we're talking about where she complains, she has a good taina. That she has a taina, she wants to have children. She wants, when she comes old, she wants someone to take care of her. Because like this, as we say, an isha is not mechuyiv in pru revu. If she doesn't have children, so what? You're not mechuyiv to have children. But if she comes with a taina to say, no, I want to have children, it's practical to have people to take care of me, that's a good taina. So then we say she's neman, that she has such a complaint against the husband, that she complains it's the husband's fault that she's not pregnant. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Rishayna was, we believed her, and therefore the husband has to give her a get, and she gets a ksuba. Now, to Yufta the Rava, this should be a Kashan Rava over here. So Ram learns like this, to Yoma Rava, that feel the Mishnah Rishayna ki Yoma Gireshtana Lemehemna, that Rava says, according to Mishnah Rishayna, Vanisha says, Gireshtani, she is not Neman. Rava learned she's only Neman of the race when she says Timeyani Lecho. Whereas there she's Mufazer herself to say that something so terrible happened to her, then we say she's not lying. But as long as she's not making herself look terrible, then we don't trust her. That's why Rava holds she's not Neman to say Kirishtani. Since so, why should she be Neman to say that her husband is not Yorik Echetz? Why should she be Neman? It's also not such a terrible thing about herself. There's no bizoyin to herself. She's not putting herself into a bad situation. She's only complaining about her husband. And the Mishnah Rishonah says, we believe her. So, Chura, you see, you believe the wife, stam, because she would not lie in front of the husband. So, Chura, Takasha and Rava, Rava says, for the wife to say, Gerashtani, we don't believe her. So, how come the Mishnah says, if she only complains that Hashemayim, that my husband is not being Yerva, Kechetz, his arrow doesn't come out straight, like an arrow, she has a complaint. So Marin says, no, I'll tell you, ho ho, the lesla kisufa. I'll tell you, still there's a big difference. In our Mishnah, she has no kisufa, no, this part of the kasha. Tuf to the Rava, ho ho, the lesla kisufa, uketonya de mehemna. Like here, there's nothing wrong with her, there's no bizarre, and she has no embarrassment about it. And still, you believe her. So you see, not like Rava, you see, even though she's not saying an embarrassing thing about herself, still we believe her. So Gemara says, no. Kisaba Rava, Rava holds like this, Hosom. Kivun de loy sagi lo, de loy omru, and Yorah kechetz, when she complains to say, Hashemayim benila bencho, that I have a complaint against my husband that only Hashem knows about it. Still, she has to say out to Bezdin, what is a complaint? And a complaint is that in Yorah kechetz, her husband lives with her, so the zera that comes out of him doesn't shoot out like an arrow, doesn't shoot forward, that's why she can't become pregnant. Now, Eloi Isa kede Omra, if it wouldn't be really like she's saying, Loi Omra Lei Hashemayim Benila Bencho, she wouldn't have said it. So the Ran says like this, Hosom, Kivon de Loi Sagi Lod, Loi Omra, and Yorah Kecheti, Loi Isa kede Omra, Loi Omra Lo, the Kivon she tzricha levara de Voreo, kede Omra Hashemayim Benila Bencho, since she has to explain herself exactly what does she mean that she has a complaint against the husband, she has to speak out exactly what her complaint against him is. Tahainu, her complaint is that it's because of him that I'm not pregnant, his zera doesn't shoot out. Is it's also very, very embarrassing to say that. It's also a svara like Tumei Anilacho. That Anisha is embarrassed to talk about this. she wouldn't go to complain in front of Bezin to talk about these things if it wasn't true. So therefore here, Rava would agree to the Mishnah Rishayna that she's Neman. Because it's also an embarrassing thing to lie about, to say that her husband, Zera, doesn't come out kechetz. Mashenken, just for a wife to say that she received a get, that's not such an embarrassing thing. There, Rava says, we don't believe her. It could be she'll lie about it to lie that her husband gave her a get, and really she did not receive a get. So therefore, there's no steer to Rava yet. To say she received a get, there we're afraid she's lying. But to say Ashermaya ben Ila ben Chod, that she has to say exactly that her husband is not Yorik Echetz, and it's an embarrassing thing, there we're afraid maybe, there we say she's not lying. Now the Gemara is, Lechura, the Mishnah, Ashermaya ben Ila ben Chod, the Mishnah Achroin, that he had a tuf to Rav Hamnuna, Chod Shebi Kash and Rav Hamnuna, that the Seifa, the Mishnah Achroin says that if a wife complains about a husband, to say that Hashemayim ben Ila ben Cho, we don't believe her anymore. We said that maybe she put her eyes upon another man. So question, that should be a theory to Rav Hamnuna. That Rav Hamnuna said a Svara ain't Isha Meiza Panel Lefnei Baila. That a husband, an Isha, a wife, is afraid to lie and say a shekel in front of a husband. If a husband's going to know the truth, she's afraid to say a lie in front of him. That's why Rav Hamnuna says, if an Isha says Girashtani, that a husband gave her a get, she's Neman. So here also, if an Isha says that a husband is not Yerik Echetz, so if she, to lie, she would have a chut, she would, there's a chazaka, she wouldn't lie. Because Rav Hamnuna says, an Isha me'iza panel b'fnei baila. So if that's a svara that an Isha is afraid to lie in front of a husband when a husband knows about it, so why, according to Mishnah Achron, is she not believed? We should have the chazaka for sure she's not lying. Bishleima, t'me'ani l'cho, it's good. The husband doesn't know if she really lived with another man or not. So Mishnah Akron says we don't believe her anymore. But Hashemayim ben Ila ben Cho, what we're saying now is that she has to complain and say that her husband is not Yorik Echetz. So the Havamina is the husband knows about that if it's true or not. So if the husband knows about it, an Isha would not lie in front of a husband. So why does the Mishnah Akron say we don't believe her anymore? So our answer is not a kasha. The kasha was, this part of the kasha, that according to Rav Hamnuna, since the husband knows about it, whether he's Yerik Echetz or not, so a wife would not have the chutzpah to lie in front of the husband, how come she's not believed? But Teretz says, no. Kisavah Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna holds, Hochanami Higufa Omra. I'll tell you, it's different over here. Because she thinks like this, she says, Nehi debibiya yoda, a husband true knows whether he lives with his wife or not. That much true. But the Yura kechetz miyoda, the husband does not know how his zera comes out of his body. She's the one that feels it. So mishumachi mishakra, therefore she's not afraid to lie. In other words, vishleima to say that the husband gave me a get, that's an outright lie. If it's not true, if the husband didn't give her a get, the husband will say back strong, what do you mean? I didn't give you the get. That she's afraid to lie in front of the husband. But over here, her complaint that his zera is not coming out straightforwards, he doesn't realize that she thinks. Only she has the right to feel that her body, she feels it, it doesn't come out that way. So therefore, when she says that she's not afraid to lie in front of her husband, because she doesn't think the husband will catch her on the lie, it's not called an outright lie to the husband. Because the husband does not know about this, whether it's really Yura Kechetz, if his zera comes out Kechetz or not. So therefore here, the Mishnah Achronah says, we have to be afraid maybe the wife would lie, therefore Taka, she's not Neman. There was a lady. There was a lady that every morning, that if that night she lived with her husband, so the next morning she used to get up to wash his hands. Every morning after they had tashmish, they lived together that night, she would get up early in the morning to wash her husband's hands. What happened once, Yoy Mechan happened one day, Asyulei Maya, Lemishmash, one morning, she came to her husband to wash his hands. She thinks she lived with her husband last night. She says, listen, I have to wash your hands now. Oh, my Lord, Hode Milsele Hevesidna. The husband says back, what? I didn't live with you last night. I didn't have Tashmash with you last night. Oh, my Lord, so she said like this, Im Kane, if so, Chod Minochrim, it had to be, you know, live with me last night. The time was one of the Goyim.